as an and grow as a leader. Next, very important quality. You know, we discussed about strengths earlier. Please remember one thing, Raj, that if you start any business, you will never be able to do it alone. So that's why you have to understand your strengths better so that you can get the right complementary person to serve the purpose of your business and you get the person with the right strength. That is very important. But that is only possible if you understand your strength better. Let's say, Raj, if you and me were to start a digital marketing business, right? And I understand that you are very good at technicalities and in fact, you're very good at even interacting with your customers. Now, as an entrepreneur, I can rely on your strengths that Raj will take care of these things. Maybe I should focus more on interacting with international customers or Indian customers to get them on board so that we both run the business successful. So the point is managing self-talent and managing talent of other people who are part of your business. Now that becomes very critical as an entrepreneur, very, very critical. See, if you talk about any big business, it's only because leaders are managing talent of their team really well.